Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. It's yours truly, your man, Sammy C and the Natty. I got a private client, Florence. Shout out to Florence, flying in from San Francisco today. Got to pick her up at the airport in a few hours. Had a private client come in last month from Dallas. That was Angeline, the world famous Angeline. Let's see, who else we had? Karen came in. Luke, my man Luke from School Wholesaling's coming in a few weeks. Shout out to you, Luke. I know you're listening to the podcast as well. Hey, if you'd like to be a private client, come to Cincinnati, mastermind with moi. Set up your power call. It's free. I'll call you on the cell phones. Just go to launchwithsam.com. Set up a time. I'll call you. We'll get you to the Natty. No worries. You and I will go to a world-famous Dunkin' Donuts. We'll record a podcast, you and I together. How's that? I'll interview you on my podcast as part of my private coaching program. Hey, let's dive into this thing a little bit, building on yesterday and kind of the whole week. Creating, and what do I create? How do I create monetization? How do I make money doing what it is that I really love to do? Isn't that the secret sauce? I think we'd all agree, you know, it's not a choice between, hey, can I do what I love or do I got to do what makes money? Yeah. Yep. There's your answer to both. Yes. Do what you love and make money. Now, here's the question that I'm going to throw back at you. There's a question coming, I think, at the end of this, but let me just point out a few things. Okay. You don't need to make the most money on the block. That's stupid. Okay, doing something because you want to be the richest person in the neighborhood is dumb. That's everybody I left behind in the corporate world. And it's, sadly, it's most of the people on the internet. I got to take a picture with the Lambo. Oh, no, I got to have a private jet. No, you don't. Your spouse has to love and trust you. Your kids have to want to be around you. After that, and they're all healthy, you're playing with a house's money, buddy. I mean, I know it's like, wait a minute, what's the big reveal? That is the big reveal. If your kids hate you or they don't even know who you are, or you're following them on your iPhotos from your smartphone on an airplane going from city to city or town to town traveling, you got no life, friend. And I don't give a crap how many decimal points you got in your bank account, how many commas you got. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. You're here to build a legacy on earth. Okay, so when you're trying to decide, well, gee, should I do it because I want to make more money or should I do what I love? The answer is do what you love. And when you add the value, people will, I'm telling you, it is crazy when you, see, it's when you do it, okay? It's not if I do it someday, one day, I'm going to do it, Sam. I'm going to take your word. No, you're not. Do you know how many people I've hung up the phone with on one of these calls and say, hey, I'm going to get back to you. Take a wild guess, somewhere between -1 and +1, there's a number of the percentage of people who follow up with me and actually launch their dream. Ding, 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 ding. You got it. It's zero. Nobody. Look, once you get off that phone or you actually have a conversation with anybody and you're like, I'm going to get back to you, you don't do it. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you part of the general population. When you're a leader and you're an eagle, you say, okay, damn it, I'm going to figure this thing out. You ever lost your car keys? You ever been to an amusement park, a professional sporting event, with a huge parking lot outside? I'm thinking of Kings Island. I can literally see Kings Island right now. I can see Kings Island from my back porch. I really can. Kings Island is huge. It's an amusement park here about 30 minutes north of Cincinnati. And, you know, if I went to Kings Island, parked the minivan, the Crowley Mobile, the family roadster, if I parked the Crowley minivan, God, 51 years old, and I'm still driving a freaking minivan. You know why I'm driving a minivan? Because I had a kid at 46 That's why I'm still, I almost got out of the minivan. I got in a minivan in 2001 when my daughter was born, Madeline, our firstborn, who just is going off to the University of Cincinnati next month. When she was, I'll get back to the point about losing your car keys, but let me just get this off my chest. It's a midlife crisis about to happen right here on iTunes, okay, wherever you get your podcast. Full-blown midlife crisis happening right into your earbuds. I got the Chevy Venture. The Warner Brother edition that had the DVD player. My God, I grew up. I'm even going further back. 1970s, we drove, my mom or whoever drove eight of us to my sister's graduation from the University of Pennsylvania, 1975. Or was it 76? Doesn't matter. Gerald Ford was the keynote speaker. Gerald Ford, President Gerald Ford. Remember him? Sandwiched in between Nixon and Jimmy Carter. Actually, Gerald Ford spoke. I was 8 years old, so it had to have been 76. University of Pennsylvania. Shook his hand. Great man. From what I remember at 8 years old. And we drove in this beat up. It felt like it was our living room with a steering wheel attached to it. That's how big this car was. You know what cars look like in 1975, right? And it was probably 10 years old even at that point. So now, when I bought the minivan in 2001 with a DVD player, are you freaking kidding me? The fact that it had air conditioning was amazing. I realized the coolness factor was completely gone when I pulled up to the red light, looked over to my left, I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? And I got a little bit of a chuckle and a laugh and sped off in his bed or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I'm driving a minivan. Okay. Then we got out of the minivan era and went to the Buick Enclave in 2012. Oh, no, we went prior to that, the Denali, the extended Denali. Yes, I forgot about that in 2009. Then the Buick Enclave. We were almost out of it. And here comes Susan. Hello. Back to the Honda Odyssey. Back to minivan life. So if I left my keys and I lost them at Kings Island, I wouldn't stop looking for them, if ever. I'd probably get a hold of OnStar or AAA at somebody at some point, but I would start looking for my keys, and what would I do? I would start retracing the steps of when I first lost my key. Where was it? Where did I last have those keys? Where was I when I had them? Where were you the last time you had a dream? Oh, come on now. Preach it, Crowley. Preach it, brother. Where were you? Were you 12, 18, 25? Where were you when you last thought that you could do anything and nothing was impossible? Because you got to get dangerous just like that all over again. You got to get dangerous just like that all over again. You got to throw caution to the wind and you got to believe and have faith that, yeah, I'm going to create something special. It doesn't matter all this negative programming that's been put in my life over the last 5-10 years, people reminding me of all my failures, the inner voice we talked about this week on the podcast reminding me of all of my failures and shortcomings. Look, where were you the last time? Because just like you would never stop looking for your car keys, you should never stop looking for your dream. And you gotta just be so steadfast in that, because so many people get taken out of the game before they ever start because they think, well, someone's already done it before, they've done it better than I have, or all of these other excuses. That may be true. Somebody probably did it before you, which, by the way, is the best thing for you to latch onto, because somebody's already done it. They've spent millions of dollars on testing. They've already made all the big mistakes. They've already failed miserably. Now you can take all of that past knowledge. And look, a lot of this stuff's on YouTube, man. You know, I tell everybody, you know, even if they do start working with me, for example, somebody wants to, I had a client who listens to the show, Mike, great guy, emailed me the other day, said, hey, Sam, I need access to your podcast course I bought because I got to figure out how to reinstall Audacity, which is what I train my students to record on. And I said, oh, okay, man, here's the link to my training. However, all this stuff's on Audacity. It's pure gold. It's free. I mean, it's on YouTube. It's pure gold. You can check it out. So get on YouTube if my training doesn't answer all your questions. See, YouTube is a gold mine for people that want to gain knowledge. So there's going to be the law of diminishing returns that's going to hit, though. You're going to have so much knowledge, and you're going to have to start applying some of that, or you're just going to overflow with knowledge, and now you're drowning in knowledge, and now you're like everybody else out there. Your head's spinning because you got all this information in your head, and you don't know what to do with it all. You ever had that feeling? You got so much information in your head. You got so many great ideas. Of course you have. You probably got it right now. If you're a listener to this show, I know a few things about you. And the main thing I know about you is you got a lot of ideas flowing through your head. Not one person who books that call with me is short on ideas. what they need is they need accountability. They need direction. You're probably nodding your head. Yes, yes, I need accountability. Need direction. Need to mastermind. You need to know you're not crazy. You need permission to play bigger in life, because not a lot of people are giving you permission to play big. They're actually doing the opposite. Come on back, man. What are you doing? I don't understand that. I don't get that. Well, it's okay if you don't get it, because you are not in my target market, okay? I don't speak your language. You don't speak mine. I speak success. Success is a language. Success is a dialogue. Success has an accent. You go to a different country, people are like, oh, you have an accent. Like, yeah, I'm American. Or somebody comes here like, oh, I say you have an accent. Yeah, I'm British. I'm Australian. Whatever it might be. Success has an accent. And people will notice that accent. Some will be offended. Some will be magnetized by it. That's not your problem. That's your accent. You have the accent of success. You speak a certain way. You don't allow negative thoughts to permeate in your mind, hold you down, and keep you in the valley and prevent you from living out your dream. You've got the accent that says, I may not have all the ideas. I may not have Hollywood good looks. I may not have a Harvard education, but I know one thing, damn it. I wasn't put on this earth to play small. I wasn't here to play average. I don't care what you think about me. Your insecurities are not my problem. Your small thinking is not my problem. Your baggage and your past, that ain't my problem, man. I know one thing. I got to remove the baggage, because just like when I take off on an airplane, I'm only allowed a minimal number of bags, or we are not allowed to take off because the plane can't do it. You can't take off with all that baggage. So why in the hell would you have your baggage and somebody else's you're bringing along on this trip with you? The dream plane can't take off. And here's the other newsbreaker for you. You're the pilot. So you're the one that controls. Does this thing take off or not? Get the baggage off. Get your mindset. Get the runway ready for you to take off. And I promise you, when you eliminate all that crap, things become so clear. Look, let me tell you something. Can I give you straight talk? If it was difficult, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm not a guy that sticks around for tough stuff. I don't like it. I wouldn't have done well in the armed services, because I don't take orders well. You know, I don't really like manual labor. You know, I don't like that stuff. That's why I paid a guy, the number one ditch digger in the world, to my podcast at the end of May. If you hadn't heard that one, it's the guy with the world's, I found here in Cincinnati, Ohio, the world's greatest ditch digger, and I would gladly pay the guy $100 an hour. Gladly, smiling, like I ate a banana sideways. He was that good, that fast, that efficient at what he did. I don't like manual labor. I like to do it when I like to do it. I like to spread the mulch in the bed. Sure, I like to clean the pool. God, that's so suburban, first-class. I shouldn't have probably said the pool reference, right? Well, hell, it ain't that. It's not like I got an Olympic-sized pool in my backyard. The point is, I know what I do, and I know my limitations, and I know that one thing, if this dream building thing and this monetizing and this making every day Saturday and getting paid for what you love to do, if it was difficult, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I'm just going to tell you that straight out. You can do it. You're smarter than I am. You're better looking than I am. You're funnier than I am. You got a better head on your shoulders than I am. You don't have as much baggage as I have. You got all the reasons to succeed that I never had. All right? So when are you going to start doing it? Do it. Just do it. Just freaking do it. If you want to get there, keep listening to the show. If you want to get there faster, book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you on the phone and we'll get after it in a big, big way. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.